Good morning, welcome to this EconFin Daily Podcast. 欢迎你来到我的播客节目。感谢你再次收听我的节目，希望你度过了一个愉快的周末。Today is Monday, June 27th, 2022. Inflation is a hot topic across the globe, and central banks are quickly raising interest rates in most economies. Let's review five different stories today to look at how inflation might affect the global economy.
在今天节目里呢，我们将讨论几则有关全球加息和通货膨胀的新闻。第一则新闻呢，是有关于通货膨胀和它所可能带来的经济衰退。
All the recession warning signs this week. It's from CNN. It's the question everyone is asking. Are we about to enter a recession? A tepid stock market, soaring inflation, and rising interest rates have left Americans less than optimistic about the state of economy. Consumer sentiment has plunged to a record low, according to University of Michigan survey released last week, fueled by frustrations over high prices.Early in June, the consumer index jumped to its highest level in 40 years. The government's primary inflation gauge saw prices surging 8.6% for the last 12 months. And now the Fed is raising interest rates at an aggressive pace as it looks to slow down economic activity.
第一则新闻来自于 CNN, 它说萎靡的股市和高企的通货膨胀呢，让很多美国人担心美国经济的前景。上周由密歇根大学发布的消费者信心指数呢，也是跌到了谷底。目前的经济的前景呢，非常担忧。
第二则新闻呢，则是说怎么来对付通货膨胀。Banking body urges decisive wave of global rate hikes to stem inflation. That's from Reuters. The world's central bank umbrella body, the Bank for International Settlements, BIS, has called for interest rates to be raised quickly and decisively to prevent surge in inflation turning into something even more problematic. The Swiss-based BIS has held its annual meeting in recent days.Where top central banks met to discuss their current difficulties in one of the most turbulent starts to a year ever for global financial markets.
第二则新闻呢，则是来自于路透社，它是说呢，国际清算组织号召全球的中央银行呢联合起来，果断积极的加息，来抑制目前快速增长的通货膨胀。第三则新闻呢，则是探讨了通货膨胀和所谓 corporate greed， 也就是贪婪公司的这样一个关系。
Did corporate greed fuel inflation?It's not biggest culprit. It's from Associated Press. Furious about the surging prices at the gasoline station and the supermarket, many consumers feel they know just where to cast blame on greedy companies that relentlessly jack up prices and pocket profits. Responding to that sentiment, the Democrat-led House representatives last month passed a party-line vote, most Democrats for, all Republicans against,a bill designed to crack down on all alleged price gouging by energy producers. Likewise, Britain last month announced plans to impose a temporary 25% windfall tax on oil and gas company profits and to fuel the proceeds to financially struggling households.
第三则新闻呢，来自于联合社，它是说很多消费者呢将通货膨胀归咎于很多公司的贪婪，所以在美国和英国呢上周都通过了新的法案来抑制公司，特别是石油公司在物价上涨过程中获利。
I don't think that's gonna work, but we will see.
通货膨胀从来都是一个 monetary policy 的问题。第四则新闻呢，则是讨论了通货膨胀和经济收缩的关系。
Is it worth risking recession to get inflation under control? It's from Yahoo Finance. By most measures, the United States economy has thrived in the 2+ years since it was abruptly derailed by the onset of the coronavirus pandemic. But all those gains, low unemployment rate, a booming stock market,steady wage growth have been overshadowed in many ways by persistent inflation that has pushed the price upward at a faster rate in generation. Early this week, at a hearing before the U.S. Senate Banking Committee, Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell told Congress it's essential to bring inflation down to a more sustainable rate. Powell insisted that the Fed isn't trying to provoke a recession, but acknowledged that it was certainly a possibility.The efforts to slow down the economy through interest rate hikes could help to create one.
第四则新闻呢，来自于 Yahoo Finance， 它是说呢，在上周，美联储主席在他对参议院的听证会上呢，明确表示，美联储会尽量避免硬着陆而造成的经济衰退，但加息的过程呢，还是非常可能造成这样一个不理想的结果。
So the recession is not an imagination anymore. It might be a reality.
最后一则新闻呢，则是说了通货膨胀和失业潮的关系。
It's going to hurt. It's from New York Times.Inflation is expected to remain high later this year, even as the economy slows and layoffs rise. Already, signs of financial stress are surfacing,
Kay Johnston didn't expect the pandemic to make her less stressed about her finances. After all, she temporarily lost her job at the library where she worked full-time. But like many Americans, she found an unexpected reprieve from money worries. Months at home limited her spending, and she received expanded unemployment insurance and 2 one-time checks from the government. When I first came back to work, I had probably $2,200 in savings, which I know is not much, but it's more than I had in a while, she said. But now it was no match for the inflation that has come since. That savings is pretty much gone now, as things have gotten so expensive. It has been almost a paycheck to paycheck life.
最后一则新闻呢，来自于《纽约时报》，它是描述了人们在通货膨胀下目前的生活窘境。随着经济增长放缓而带来的人员解雇呢，已经开始显现。这里呢，举了一位叫 Kate Johnson 的例子。他在 pandemic 期间呢，由于减少消费和政府的援助项目呢，有了一笔很小的存款。但随着物价上涨和重新消费的开始呢，这笔钱已经基本都花光了。
You cannot imagine that people live a paycheck to paycheck life. That's very stressful, but that's the reality.
好了，这就是今天的新闻简介。你可以在 show notes 里呢找到这些新闻的标题，也可以参考同名公众号里的完整文字版。同时 show notes 和公众号里呢也提供了一些单词的中英文解释供你做参考。
Alright, that's all for today's program. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time.
好了，今天节目就到这里了，非常感谢你的收听，我们下期再见。